Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Joy?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jay with Family First. How's it going?
It's okay. It's going good.
Amazing. Great. So I see that you were working with one of my coordinators, Ruth, regarding home care.
Uh-huh.
All right. I see that you had a question regarding a rate. What rate request did you have?
Oh, I didn't have no request about the rate or anything like that. They called me and said, what agency is you applying for? I mean, is you with now? And I said, well, the one I'm with now is giving my daughter $16. So they said they want to call me back so they can figure out how much they can give me.
Okay. And how many hours do you approve for? 65?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you, are they paying overtime?
It's just $16 they're paying.
$16?
I don't know if they're paying overtime or not. I just know it's $16 per hour.
How much is it at the end of the week?
I just started.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because they're probably not giving $16. They're probably giving $16 including overtime. Because by us, we could do $14 an hour, which is $21 in overtime for 25 hours a week.
Well, what he explained to me was it's $16 per hour regardless of the overtime, and not just $16 per hour.
Oh, so I would be worried about that. Let me explain to you why, Joy, because that means they're probably paying you $16 an hour for 65 hours, which equals $1,040 for the week,
yes.
Which is not really legal because after a person does overtime, after a person does 40 hours, they have to be getting overtime.
Yeah, so they're going to get in trouble, not me.
No, not only so, but you're losing money. I'll tell you why. Because here, I want to show you something. Hold on. Exactly. So here, when we pay overtime, your overtime rate is $21 an hour. You're going to be making close to $1,100 a week with us, and meaning in terms of your final pay. And even if we do $14.25 an hour, right, that means your overtime rate is $21.38.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot more than what you're making now because, here, I'll tell you how much it is. You're making over $1,100 a week with us before taxes because we're going to be paying you overtime.
Yeah, so as the taxes, I'll be making the same thing that I'm making with them.
No, of course they're taking off taxes, right?
Yes.
Right, but if they're not giving you the overtime rate, then that means you're losing out on money.
I'm not getting what you're saying, sir. I'm really not. I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, no worries. I want to explain to you. When you get paid $14.25 an hour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For the first 40 hours, you're making $14.25 an hour. After 40 hours, that means up to 65, which is 25 hours, you're going to be making $21.38 an hour.
Okay. Okay, well, I already called my case coordinator, and she already, got the agency number and called them and talked to them and sent the authorization over. So it's nothing I can do. I can't do that because then they will, look at that like, why do people want to transfer agency?
Do you want us to call you back tomorrow? We could call the case manager now. You could tell them that you made a mistake.
No, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. That's all right. Thank
okay.
you. Okay.